Thank you for listening to Creators by The Creative Exchange. The Creative Exchange is a social media agency and content studio based in Brooklyn, working with the best CPG and food and beverage brands.
Thank you to our clients who make this podcast happen. Today's episode is sponsored by Built by Girls. Built by Girls prepares the next generation of female leaders to step into careers powered by technology. Check them out on Instagram at Built by Girls.
Welcome back to Creators. This is Anna Sullivan, the host of Creators, the podcast, as well as the founder of the Creative Exchange. Today we have Valentina, who is the co-founder of Granola. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Anna. Thanks so much for having me. Very excited to talk about our brand and what we're doing.
Same. So if you want to give everybody a quick introduction and a little bit about your background, we'll love for you to do so.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Venezuela, and I lived there most of my life. I moved here to the U.S. to go to college. I went to Babson College, which is up in Massachusetts. And Babson is very, very focused on entrepreneurship. During my time there, I was always just looking for ways to get involved with student-run startups and just learning everything that it takes to really run a startup from zero to big growth. And that was just always extremely fun for me. After that, I graduated from Babson and I went straight into real estate. And for a few years, I was very, very focused on my real estate career, but still with that, entrepreneurial mindset and just that itch of at some point, I knew I wanted to do something of my own. And then last year, my sister was actually the one who came up with the idea for Granola, and she pretty much launched the brand pretty much exactly a year ago, right before COVID really hit, which was interesting for us. And a few months later, I decided to leave my job in real estate and join her full time.
That's awesome. So how did you kind of launch this company? Like, tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so my sister was always very passionate about finding healthier alternatives to the things that she loved to eat, especially the childhood staples that we were so used to eating in Venezuela. There's, things that reminded us of home and of our childhood that we definitely missed here, and that we also, looking to always eat healthier and adopt healthy habits, we also didn't want to just always be eating sugary stuff. So she was really the mastermind behind the products and the recipes. And then because she knew that I had gone to Babson and that I always had that entrepreneurial mindset, she turned to me and she said, let's help me make this into more than just snacks that I'm making, into a real company. And I think we can make something really, really cool out of this. And that's what we've been trying to do for the past year.
That's great. And where did the name come from?
Yeah, so the name, it all goes back to our Venezuelan roots as well. So my sister actually has a background in musical therapy, and she loves just music, singing, and everything that goes with that. And she wanted to use that, the way she hears things and the way that creativity that she has into just bringing together, granola, which is what she always wanted to make, or just oat-based snacks in general. And she wanted to marry that with something that represented our Spanish roots. That's why you get the hola, which is hi in Spanish. And that's why our logo is just a little waving hand. And that's, the first way that we just wanted to incorporate our identity into the brand's identity as well.
I love that. So obviously you're selling granola. Is there any certain flavors that you're selling, or, what's currently on your roster?
Yes, we started just with the two granola flavors, the Smile and Wave and the Down and Dirty. The Smile and Wave is just our plain but still delicious granola. It has a touch of coconut, hint of honey, and it's just perfect as like a cereal or for breakfast. Then we have the Down and Dirty granola, which is a little bit more adventurous, hence the name. And that one has a little bit more protein in there. It has a drizzle of chocolate, some goji berries, and it's just a delicious snack. And then we decided to introduce the granola butters because we wanted to stay in that same line and we wanted everything to be oat-based. But we we wanted to do something different and just give people a different way of eating your typical granola. And that's where we started experimenting with more of those childhood flavors that we love. There's, you know, the cinnamon in there and the original one, and it's just a very warm flavor and it's delicious. And then the chocolate flavor is also, you know, reminds us of a snack that we used to have a lot when we were little, and obviously very sugary. So we put a twist to that.
I love that. Yeah, I saw that you had that on your Instagram, and I've never seen, you know, you see peanut butter, almond butter, all that stuff, but definitely not a granola butter. So I definitely need to get my hands on that and try it out.
Yeah, it's different, and it's actually, we think it's great because it's a very filling snack. You have the oats in there, you have the healthy fats from the coconut oil, and it's just a more complete way of really having that pick me up or just adding to fruit. And yeah, we made it sugar free, so it's a lot more easy to digest.
That's awesome. So obviously we handle marketing and work with a lot of food and beverage brands. So I'd love to get a little bit into your marketing approach and your Instagram. So I'm looking at Instagram right now, and you kind of already talked a little bit about the branding, but seeing a lot of greens and blues, and love how vibrant your Instagram is. Can you tell me a little bit about, like, starting out, launching, and approaching, you know, Instagram and social media?
Yeah, of course. So ever since we launched, and even before we launched, we started to really, you know, create a strong presence on Instagram. The way we approach it is just to make it very natural, to make it very easy for people to follow. You know, we want to be able to provide healthy recipes that are also easy, and that you don't have to spend, you know, 5 hours in the kitchen to make a quick snack. We want, you know, the whole point of our products is to be convenient and to make healthy eating just very approachable. And that's what we want to do with our Instagram as well. We also want to really connect with our community, which has been great. And it's I think, what has pushed us forward and just been very motivating in the time that we've had the brand. We love to just connect with people and see what people, you know, how people are reacting to the product every time we introduce a new flavor. And it's been very fun. And that's how we've approached it mostly, which is great.
I love that. So with the visuals, you know, how did you kind of go about, I mean, I would consider this, you know, pretty colorful and bright and fun and a lot of focus on the food. But how would you describe your visual approach? And is, you know, you mentioned community, is this a mix of user content as well that I'm seeing on the grid?
Yeah, so we do love to get, and some of the recipes that we get are not, you know, created by the users, but we do source the recipes from them. So we have a lot of people that will message us and say, oh my God, I just tried this recipe, you know, I just tried using my granola butter into these muffins. And we're like, oh, well, tell me more. And then that's how we come up with the recipe and then post the picture for everyone else to try. So that's sort of how we've done it. We've also tried to just, you know, make recipes that are easy and for the everyday, like I just said. They can still be beautiful and they can still be colorful and fun, because again, that's another thing we want to promote, just that if you're trying to eat healthier, if you're trying to cut sugar in your diet, and if you're trying to, you know, replace some things with healthier alternatives, it doesn't have to be boring and it can still be very fun. And that's one thing that, especially my sister, she's been, you know, handling most of the Instagram content. And she just wants to bring that, you know, her vibrant and fun personality. And I think it really shows.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It looks great and very appealing. Makes me hungry.
Yeah, it's been, like I said, it's just been very fun to add the recipes and
yeah,
you know, share them with everyone.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it now, you know, you're almost at 3,000 followers. What's kind of been the journey there? Like, how long has it take you to kind of get into this number, and what are your plans for growing that in the future?
Yeah, that has been pretty much in the year since we launched, maybe a few more months. So let's say like 13 months since, you know, before we launched and we started marketing the product. At first, it was a lot of influencer marketing, and we were lucky to find some early people that we, you know, shared the product with, and that just absolutely loved it and wanted to share it with their with their followers, you know, and it was an affordable way for us to just get the word out and just to have people see the product and start following us and start seeing what we were doing. So that was great to just do right off the bat. As we've grown, we've sort of, you know, stopped doing that so much. And now we're just doing a lot more of other platforms. You know, we try to get very heavy into Pinterest, which is another great platform, especially for sharing recipes and things like that. And we've just, by expanding our sales channels and by expanding our physical presence, you know, going to farmers markets and going to different places and also collaborating with other brands in the industry, that has really helped us grow, I'd say, maybe the last 1,000 followers.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. So when you say other brand collaborations, I'm seeing some giveaways in the feed. Can you tell me a little bit more about that and, you know, how often are you doing those?
Yeah, so we've done a bunch of those very recently, and it's mostly because I've been very focused on connecting with other founders that are doing something similar to ours or that are just all about entrepreneurship, and I just love having those conversations and learning from people and bouncing ideas off of each other. So I've really worked on creating a strong network. So the partnerships and the giveaways that we've done have sort of just come naturally from that. After we have conversations and we both get excited after the other person's brand, we just want to work together and do something together. And because we're always, you know, talking to brands who I think have a similar audience to ours, it just blends very well.
That's great. And has anything else come outside of that in terms of like outside of giveaways, like product collaborations or even doing recipes together?
Yeah, so we've talked about doing some product collaborations. We've done a bunch of recipes with other brands, and that's always very, very fun. As I sort of touched on before, we love the process of coming up with recipes and then creating them and just taking beautiful pictures. That's always a very fun process for us. So we love to reach out to a brand and brainstorm and then just take charge of creating, you know, content for both of us.
Yeah, that definitely sounds very fun, like probably the funnest part I would also enjoy from this.
Yeah, I'm sure you understand that process as well.
For sure. So in terms of other content on social, have you ever created any campaigns, like, you know, content that you're creating and posting over a certain amount of time about a certain topic? Have you ever explored anything like that? Or has everything really been focused on the recipes and partnerships and community building?
It's mostly been that. We've dabbled a bit into trying to create some series, but then I think at the end of the day, we just want to post what we think is most natural for the moment. We want to be very transparent and just very approachable to our community. And, you know, as we go along, we just end up, you know, sort of losing that, which I still want to go back to. And we've talked about creating different content series and things like that. But we, like I said, we still just want to create it. We want to keep it very, very organic and natural and grow from there.
Yeah, totally understand that. Everybody's so different with their approach. And I think, you know, it's something that you have to know who your audience is and what's going to work with you. And you just have to go that route. There's no right or wrong answer at this point with social and content.
That's definitely true. And yeah, it's like I said, we've tried some stuff out and it's not necessarily what drives the most attention. So I think the biggest lesson that we've learned on that is just to try things out, you know, not be afraid to try things out, especially in social media, and then just see how people react to it. And if, you know, if it's not that great, then go to something else. And if it does, then keep doing it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. So outside of all of this, is there anything you're looking forward to testing or trying out this year?
Right now, we're really very focused on more so on the distribution of the products and on, you know, more so on the back end, just creating more and expanding our line of products. So that's, you know, that's sort of what we're working on now. I wish I could share a little more on that, but we're trying to keep that under wraps for at least for the time being. And then we'll go and share more of that definitely on Instagram. But yeah, it's definitely just expanding the product line, which is what we're focused on.
Yeah, that's awesome. I can't wait to see what else you guys come out with. So one question I love to ask everybody is, you know, outside of your brand and what you're doing, is there any other brands out there on social that you really admire, you know, their approach and what they're doing on social?
There's one brand. I love this question, and it's actually so hard because there's so many brands that I see. I love to just scroll Instagram and see what everyone's doing, and it gets me so excited to just be in an industry that there's so much happening, and there's so many people that are coming up with so many creative and delicious products. I just love it. It's one of the favorite, you know, my favorite things about this. But one brand that, you know, just came to mind when you asked the question was Magic Spoon. I really love how they, it's the cereal brand. And
yeah,
I really love how they just evoke that. Yeah. And they just evoke that childhood feeling, which is similar to what we want to do. And just go back to being something very fun while still shaking up the cereal industry, which is amazing.
Yeah, they're definitely a good one to kind of, you know, be aware of. And I love their branding as well.
Yeah, yeah, that's a very fun one. But like I said, there's so many businesses out there that are doing great things. I think people, you know, definitely people that we've worked with recently. There's this brand called Life's Grape, and they're making, you know, they're making a different type of raisin, and they have some delicious flavors. Gibby Coffee is also amazing. They're making CBD cold brew. There's so many. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, definitely agree. I have, and it's so hard to answer that question too, because in the moment I can never think of brands, but like there's so many I follow on Instagram and really admire, and always saving their stuff to kind of look back at later.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So outside of Instagram and marketing, you know, as you're now a founder and own a startup, do you have any tips for founders out there trying to start a food business or market their business on social?
So one tip, and this is just from my experience, I think we talked about how there's a lot of approaches to this, but one thing that has worked really, really well for us is just to keep it very natural. I see, you know, there's definitely one approach, which is to have just beautifully created content that just showcases the product, which everyone needs to have, but to also not forget to have some human content out there, and just some, you know, something that lets your customers really connect with the brand on a deeper level, more than just so seeing a product and buying it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I was actually just reading a book on branding yesterday, and there was a whole chapter, you know, on like, you know, there's so many different ways for brands to be personal, whether that is like, you know, the founders being a big part of that story, or if that's just the approach of, you know, having that personal tone of voice, like in your copywriting. But everybody basically agreed that, you know, that is a way everybody needs to go, because we're not at the point with marketing or social where it was just beginning out. You felt like, you know, you don't know who you're talking to, but everybody now knows there's a human posting these social posts, other than, you know, there's AI that can do copywriting for you now. But I think that's a huge point to mention, and that, you know, it's something that should be at the core of everybody's marketing approach.
Exactly. Exactly. I think you said it. You said it very, very well. You said it way better than I did, but yeah, it's going back to having an additional value to what people are seeing out there. We all have to agree that there's a lot of content out there, and there's a lot to scroll through on any social media platform. So just having some sort of additional value that keeps people coming back and just interested in being a part of what you're doing.
Yeah, I definitely agree. So if anybody out there wants to try your brand or find it online, how can they do that?
Yeah, so our website is whatsupgranola.com. It's really pronounced Granola, but, you know, for ease, that's the full website. And our Instagram is gran.hola. You can also find all our products there and shop through there. I say Instagram is the best way to get in touch with us. We, you know, we try to always respond to everything and just keep in touch with our customers and anyone who wants to learn more.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you, Anna. This was great.
Not sure where to start when it comes to social media marketing? Check out Social Media Toolkit, our resource for all the tools, tips, and tricks you need to run a successful social media marketing program at socialmediatoolkit.co. Thanks for listening. Please be sure to subscribe and follow us on Instagram @thecreative_exchange. Stay tuned for next week's episode.